This is an executive summary of DST versus Wright, key differences for 1031 exchange investors, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. DSTs and Wrights are frequently mentioned in the same breath, and for good reason, both let an investor own real estate without managing it. But they are built on different legal foundations, and the difference matters enormously at the one moment many investors care about most, the moment they're trying to defer a capital gain. A DST can complete a 1031 exchange, a Wright, generally, cannot. That single fact reshapes everything else about the comparison, and understanding why is the key to choosing well. The instinct to compare DSTs and Wrights is natural, both are ways to own real estate passively and at scale. But the comparison misleads when investors treat them as interchangeable substitutes, because they answer different questions. A Wright answers how do I own diversified, liquid real estate? A DST answers how do I defer the tax on a property I'm selling while staying invested in real estate? Confusing the two leads investors to reach for a Wright when they need 1031 eligibility, or to lock into a DST when liquidity was what they actually wanted. The rest of this memo draws the distinctions cleanly so you can match the tool to your real goal. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.